BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a good one today. I've got the builders in, but are they snooping around my house when I'm not there? Then a listener calls in with an incredible story about Tiny Temper's house. We float the idea of a late night tap end, too hot for daytime, tomorrow at Phil and Alice's comedy night. Charlie Sloth and Real or No Real, and the return of Innuendo Bingo with Rihanna off of films. Really good clips today. Excellent bingo. Thanks for sending them in.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
So we've got Rihanna off of films. Always good at bingo. I'm really up for a game of bingo today, are you? Because you've been dry for weeks
it's
now.
It's been dry January for me.
Yeah.
So, I'm ready for it.
Yeah. So Rihanna's on at 1:45, and you can watch it on the Radio 1 website, even on your phone or laptop, computer, tablet, anywhere.
Tableau.
My ex-flatmate is so happy today.
Why?
Remember him?
I do, yeah. Do you still miss him?
Because
she's
yeah,
taken him, yeah.
That's fine. No, they're married now and everything, so good luck
to
them.
I know, that's happened.
Good luck to them.
Can you believe he got married?
No.
Like it actually happened.
I know.
Even up to the very last second.
I thought it was going to be one of those like ones in soaps where it just all goes wrong at the end and he doesn't go through with it, but he has.
That always happens at weddings now when they say, does anyone here work? And there's that silence for a second, then everyone laughs or some joke is made.
And it happened at that wedding, didn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Does anyone here have a reason why these two shouldn't wed?
And then
the groom
the guy
goes,
get married. Phew! Always the
every
same.
Single time. And he didn't disappoint on that one. He did the same. He's so happy because, you know, a while back we did Family Fortunes.
Yes.
Right? I'm not related to him, but he was one of my family members.
It's interesting which family you chose for that.
Mm. My dad's on, Pete Mills.
Legend.
And legend. And also my ex-flatmate. Oh, God. I've now found out when it's going to be on, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Second of February.
Now, I'm saying we do a big, big, like, viewing party for this.
Like a premiere.
And we bring, you know, because I'm sure you're really proud of how your family performed on that show.
I won't be able to watch it.
So I'm saying...
No, I mean, they did well, but I still don't want to watch it.
We'll get the Mayor of Eastleigh down for the viewing. Let's make sure everyone sees it.
Yeah. Maybe we could have on big screens in a park in Eastleigh.
One of the things, I know you can't really say exactly what happened here, but one of the things your dad has supposedly said is incredible.
Yeah, he was brilliant on it. And also, while we were there, my ex-flatmate said to one of the researchers, you know when it says, we asked 100 people, is that made up? And they're like, no, it's an actual panel of 100 people. He has just been made one of the 100 people surveyed on Family Fortunes, which would now explain some of the weird answers that you get.
So is it the same 100 people every time?
Yeah.
So you can apply to be one of the 100, and then they just fill the set. They don't go out on the streets and ask 100.
No, it's the same people.
Oh, wow.
And they send them like a little form of the questions, and then you give the answer. I'm so proud. He is now one of the we asked 100 people. Mm. It's a boyhood dream for him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So you know it's Happiness Week. Getting quite a lot of tweets and texts yesterday from people going, I'm fine, I'm perfectly happy. Some people are. Some people really not coping with January. You know, it's a bit cold, it's a bit rubbish, and it's a bit meh after Christmas. So we are going to treat you to a big lol at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Rihanna's back on. 1:45. I've just heard some of the clips and they are brilliant today.
Are you calling her the queen of innuendo bingo still?
She's the queen of innuendo bingo, apart from Gemma Kearney. They kind of share the crown. 1:45 today. Is that one?
No, I think so.
There's loads of stuff to try and make you happy this week on Radio 1. Phil and Alice are doing a comedy night each night. Tonight is the turn of Gareth Richards. Very funny man. That's from 10 p.m. You can watch it as well on the Radio 1 website. You know, Showbot's off. And being replaced by Positivity Bot on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Fern played Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen off of Baz Luhrmann to cheer you up.
Yeah, she did that yesterday.
Yeah.
That was good hearing that.
Greg's announced he's replacing Rage Against the Answer Machine with The Love Machine. It's all going on. This week, Radio 1 and One Extra, trying out different ways to make the UK happy. Dan and Phil did it with kittens last night on their documentary, which is called Dan and Phil's Guide to Happiness. Mm. Lots of kittens, lots of lottery winners, lots of happiness gurus on. You can listen again to that on iPlayer.
I mean, as you said, loads of people are happy at the moment, and that's great.
But I'm
happy. If you're not, we're going to try help.
That's right. And let's do this. Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. We're going to try and make everyone laugh today on Happiness Week.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Day.
Daily.
Oh my God, I've just realised it's Tuesday, which means it's Charlie Slough Day.
Yes.
Ow!
Big God, man ting.
I've missed him, you know. So Charlie Slough is playing Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. That Christmas show with me and him never happened, did it?
I think it was, it was talked about, but it wasn't, for some reason they didn't go for it.
It was a light pencil and then it became a, well.
They weren't keen, they rubbed it out,
erased it. Maybe next year, Charlie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you doing, Chris?
Just sheeting up.
Okay. We just realised we don't have any of the sheets down for you and have been going. This is happening in about 5 minutes.
I've taken matters into my own hands here. I've also had to try locate the bin, which has just been found, but it's been used as an actual bin, so it's full of...
Oh, gross.
Crap, basically.
And it's probably not been cleaned out since Christmas.
No.
Okay, good.
Wait, new sheets, though.
I know, new sheets. I love new sheets, don't you? When it's new sheets.
I love the smell
of
new sheets.
Oh, I love the feel of them, the smell of them. You're doing it wrong, though.
What do you mean?
What's that?
This is like how I make my bed. I can never quite
rubbish.
Do it like most people.
No. Okay, well, you just carry on there. So Chris is putting the sheets down for the first innuendo bingo of 2014. All right, Rihanna?
Hi.
Okay, good. It's going to be on the Radio 1 website in about 5 minutes. You can watch us as well at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Bang up for this today. It's going to be a good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we are now online. If you go to the Radio 1 website... Oh, good tan, Scott.
Was that to yourself or a text?
Did you compliment yourself on your own tan?
Yeah, I did. bbc.co.uk, just saw myself, /Radio 1, which the cameras are on now. Yes.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, wow. I have missed this game over Christmas and New Year. It's time for Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. First one of a new batch in 2014. Hi, Rihanna of Films.
Hi.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it's lovely, thanks. How was yours?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah. Went on holiday as well.
I know, I can tell.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Not jealous at all.
So it's good to have you. Nice top you're wearing there today. Fully prepared for
Cheers.
Bingo.
Yeah, I am wearing not many clothes because
That's right.
they just get wet.
So get online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You right, Chris?
Very good, yeah. I'm just looking at my tan.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, so if you want to watch us, if you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, maybe it was one of your New Year's resolutions. Yeah. Get online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, because we are on and we're ready to play. Got some great clips today as well. Thank you if you've been sending these in over the last few weeks while it's been off.
I feel a bit nervous.
Why?
Because it's been so long.
I've forgotten how to do it.
It's been so long, yeah, I can't remember what I'm supposed to do. Should I do like Will Ferrell and just not spit anything over Chris?
No.
It's been a while. It's been a while for me as well.
Bit rusty, isn't it? Okay, what you do is I play a clip that's been spotted by the listeners or something off the TV or radio. You put water in your mouth and hopefully you'll laugh and the water will come out.
Mm.
And normally, there's a bin there, but don't really use it. Just use each other.
There I remember a time when we did used to use the bin. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it was the old days.
Old school.
It was a bit like the Victorian era where you'd only show a little bit of
you couldn't show ankle.
It was like flashing a bit of ankle. And now look, now everything's on display.
I used to just accidentally sort of drip a little, like spit a little bit over your leg and it was controversial.
I know.
Do you remember those days?
It was a bit. Oh, my lady.
The wettest
I've got some on your leg.
Ever.
Yeah. How many times has that been said?
So Nicola and Lizzie are in the library in Southampton taking another break and they're watching on their phone. Meg in Edinburgh currently watching while doing a third-year costume project on Queen Elizabeth I. Oh. Okay, right. So fill your mouths with water, please. And let's play Innuendo Bingo. First, we're going to Channel 5 and Gibraltar, Britain in the Sun. Great show. And after hearing this, I think I'm definitely going to be watching the show next week. I'd quite like to go to Gibraltar after this, in fact.
Next time on Gibraltar, Britain in the Sun. Tito shoots his loaded cannon prematurely.
I wasn't expecting that.
Back on.
I forgot these actually make me laugh.
Colder than ever.
Tito shoots his loaded cannon prematurely.
Thank you to... Thank you to Adam for that one. I love this game! again.
Tito shoots his loaded cannon prematurely.
Now, this next one happened on Radio 4 over Christmas. And while some people were struggling with the floods, this man seemed to be having a great time.
You know, we've just had two or three days now, fourth day, in fact, of relentless pounding.
Paul in Winsford emailed that one. Give yourself 250. Scott Mills point.
Fourth day, in fact, of relentless pounding.
Let us know if you're watching today on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1.
I've forgotten how good this game is.
It's good, isn't it?
Strong clips today.
Really good.
Is this the Christmas break?
Yeah. See, it's renewed it.
Yeah.
Now, this weekend, One Extra's Adele Roberts stood in for Gemma on her Radio 1 show. And it does seem that Adele was really taking advantage of having Gemma's producer working with her, as you're about to hear.
Stay right where you are, because Mr. Happy, Matt Edmondson, is up next from 10 o'clock. Happy Gilmore. And he wants your news before the news, please. So please send that in on 81199. So my news before the news, I'm going to see if producer Sam will give me a chocolate finger.
Took a while. Got that, haven't you?
So I'm going to see if producer Sam will give me a chocolate finger.
I don't know what she thinks happens on Radio 1.
But do we know the answer?
Sam, I don't know whether she gave her a finger or not. Maybe we'll never know. Oh, wow. Maybe listen again on the iPlayer. Sam in Cambridge heard that unfold. Well done, Adele. Strong, really strong. Okay. Now, we cross to BBC Radio Wiltshire and their wonderful Christmas Carol concert. And this lady here seems to have been, well, she was rather swept up in the moment.
Well now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, so good.
How'd you do that twice?
He just loves that carol concert so much.
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you, Stephen, for emailing that one.
Okay.
Pretty wet down there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of Chris's favourites, Water Please, from TalkSport. And the commentary team are making themselves at home in the Manchester City ground.
We've got two sides of the ground, the on each side of the pitch, which have got three tiers, and both ends have got two tiers.
Yeah, we're in the bell end at the moment.
We are, the Colin Bell stand, yeah.
You were dribbling all the way through that.
It's so good.
It is good, that one.
I feel like I'm at an unfair advantage when that happens.
Oh, dear. Dripping away.
Chev in Torpoint in Cornwall has never watched before, is loving it. Moose in Norfolk is sat waiting to go into the supermarket but can't actually move until this game is over. Water, please.
I'm so cold.
I'm not going to lie, it's freezing.
It's so cold.
I don't know why it's so cold.
Water?
Yeah, we're in the bell end at the moment.
We are.
Okay. Now we're going over to the weekend's Sunday brunch on Channel 4. And here's an eye-watering account of the tough training regime used by the first man to break the four-minute mile.
This has been studied. You talked about athletes. I mean, Roger Bannister was doing this 60 years ago when he broke the four-minute mile. So what Bannister did, he went out there, he would go for a little jog, then he would do a minute hard on, then he would do 90 seconds off, hard on, and he did that right. 8 to 10 times.
Yeah! 8 to 10 times!
8 to 10 times!
Then he would do a minute hard on, then he would do 90 seconds off, hard on.
Thank you to Joanne and Baron Finesse for that one. What are you doing, Rihanna?
I'm so cold!
Flapping won't help.
Sorry, I just turned the heating up.
Okay, now we're going over to Stargazing Live. And here's Liz Bonin.
Love it already.
About to describe something to Professor Brian Cox that really will blow his mind. water. Here we go.
We have a little bit of footage from just a few minutes ago that we've been banking for you. If you want to play that as you describe it, at one point a rod sort of came out the bottom. We saw a bit of pink. It was just all going up.
Right, thanks, Liz. Spence in Hereford, give yourself some points for spotting that one. Thank you. And now a classic from Springwatch here on Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1. And two of the presenters are trying out a new type of bird feeder. And it's got two openings. There we are. Okay, here we go. And it's got two openings. Come on, Rihanna, get this together, love. You're a mess. Two openings.
I need some more.
Okay, here we go.
Wasted it on you, Scott.
I'll give you this water if you just hold it in a bit. Right, ready?
Here we go. And tying out a new type of bird feeder. Come on, Rihanna. That went all over his head. We haven't even heard the clip. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Oh, lovely. Me next. I don't think so. I don't think
no,
they
it smells
no
sweet and delicious.
There, that would be
How
stinky.
Disappointing.
Have a sniff down the bottom hole, mate. Have a sniff down the bottom hole, mate.
These clips are ridiculous.
They're good, aren't they? Okay, so... Loads of people loving bingo today. Liam in Nottingham says, this is my first time watching. I don't want this to ever end.
No.
Joe and Jamie in Newcastle are creased up in the car. Loads of cars going past. Also, obviously, listening.
Right, sorry, Adam.
What's wrong with her?
Do you want more?
Is my waterproof mascara holding up?
Yeah,
it
really
is. Yes, it is.
You look great.
Over to last week's darts now. And Colin Murray, yeah? Colin Murray with some advice for anyone feeling like a quiet January night in.
So just to make it clear, you don't have to go absolutely anywhere today. You just have to keep flicking your button.
Oh.
Jeez. Harvey and Claire spotted that one. Chris, you're getting it today, like, big style.
I don't think I've ever had it this hard.
So just to make it clear, you don't have to go absolutely anywhere today. You just have to keep flicking your button.
And now over to Countdown. So many of you saw this one, so thank you very much if you emailed it. Too many to mention. And over on Countdown...
Just need to sort of shake it out a bit.
Listen, that's how wet we're
dry. Well, water, please, come on. Over on Countdown... One contestant's mind seems to have wandered slightly. Why are you laughing at the music?
I don't know why music is. It's like we're waiting.
It's like it's coming over the hill, isn't it?
Oh, you something, really aimed that well, Chris.
All right, come on. Otherwise the Golden Globe music will come on. All right, come on.
He plays this when he wants me to wrap it up.
Yeah. Over to Countdown now.
Helen.
Sorry.
Oh no. Why can't you get past it? Come on. Right, I'm gonna have to play the whole thing again now.
Helen.
Seven.
Yes, Bobby.
And seven.
Two sevens. Helen.
I've got a pioneer.
A pioneer.
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
I love that game.
There's such good clips today.
I am so annoyed.
Warn you, we're out of water, so...
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
An erection. Are you out of water?
We can share Z on this one.
Okay, there's only one more.
Come on. Oh, that was silly.
Just there's loads more down there. Just use that.
So good today. And finally, some enlightening correspondence from a listener on Radio 2 to the Simon Mayo Show.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, that was good, everyone. Really good. Thanks, guys, for playing Innuendo Bingo. Yeah. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We are back on. That was really good. Thanks, Rihanna.
You are welcome. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Now, this is something quite good. Have you ever wanted to be in the world-famous studios of Radio 1?
Yes.
Well, me too. I remember, like, this is really sad. I remember, like, I asked as a birthday present once, if I could go to Radio 1, and I asked my gran and she took me up, and I think I was probably about 8, and I literally just stood outside Radio 1.
The first time,
what a geek.
The first time I came here and came into a studio, I thought it was the coolest, literally the cool. Well, it is the coolest thing I've ever done.
It's Radio 1.
It's huge.
Massive. So it's Access All Areas Month next month, okay, in February. We've got some brilliant, brilliant, brilliant things lined up for you over the next few weeks. But now we are launching registration for this, which we have never done before. We are handing over one of our studios to you for a week. So it's yours for an hour, one of these studios here on the 8th floor at Radio 1, so you can do whatever you want in it.
Right, and I've heard people talking about this. When you say whatever you want...
Anything, literally anything. So maybe you want to come in with your mates and just have a laugh. Maybe you want to, I don't know, just play around with the decks that Annie Mac uses on a Friday night.
Can you eat in the studio?
No.
Is that the only thing you
can?
Oh,
hang on. No, we're not allowed to, but apparently they are. Yeah, that's allowed.
So you can, I mean, you can literally do anything.
You can do stuff that we aren't allowed to do.
What if I just want to use the decks, play a song and just dance for an hour?
Yeah, fine. It's a bit like, you know, in Trafalgar Square
in London.
What
if I want to play some songs and have a little snooze or something?
Yeah.
Can you do anything?
If you want to have a lie down and just say that you've had a lie down in the world-famous Radio 1 studios, that's fine. You don't even have to record anything if you don't want. I mean, you can if you want to do something. But if you just want to come in with your mates, it's a bit like one of those experience days, you know, like some people get for Christmas, where you drive a car or go paintballing. This is like the ultimate experience. You can spend an hour in the Radio 1 studios, like on Trafalgar Square, where they gave up their fourth plinth.
But
just
what if
you want.
But what if I wanted to just have, like, a pub chat with my mates, but in the studios of Radio 1?
Yep. Fine.
That's all fine.
Absolutely fine.
Or, what if I wanted to prank call my mum?
Yes. Like, that's fine. Maybe you want to quit your job. Do it in here. Do it on the phone in the Radio,
yes.
In the Radio 1 studio.
That would be epic.
You won't ever forget that.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
What if I wanted to make my own? Like, you can do anything.
You can do
right?
anything, right? So what we'll do? You don't need any radio experience. You don't have to want to do radio. You can just use this as an experience with you and your mates, or maybe you just want to come in on your own and just have a look. We will supply some of our top radio producers to help you out and guide you through things. All that we ask in return is that you allow everything that happens in the studio to be recorded, and then you might. Make an appearance in a special one-hour compilation show using material from the Access All Areas studio.
Oh, that, you see, that's cool. So basically, you muck around for an hour, you have fun, you come away saying you've done this at Radio 1,
yep.
Take some photos,
mm-hmm.
And then it might end up on this hour-long...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You can do whatever you want. You can rant, you can share your views on the world, just have a laugh with your mates... You might want to make a mixtape in here just to say you've done it at Radio 1.
Some of the suggestions coming in are amazing. There's one person who wants to broadcast a series of theories attempting to explain every outrageous outburst from the legend Kanye West.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
The life and works of Kanye West. Probably not fireworks in the studio, no. Thank you to somebody. You've got to be within reason, right? But if you want to... do anything you want in the Radio 1 studio.
This is
a cool
brilliant.
Idea.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Go online to the Radio 1 website and you can register for an hour of studio time at the world famous studios of BBC Radio 1. Like, you can't buy something like this.
No.
And it's absolutely free.
Imagine
get online.
Turning up with your mates.
I know. And it's like, we're in Radio 1. Ray. It's going to be so good. Get online and register. The Scott Mills Daily. Got the builders in at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Is that one? No.
No. I've actually got them in. And they were also there last week while I was away. Now, that's a bit weird,
I think. Sorry, am I allowed to say, is this the builder that doubles up as a children's entertainer as well?
I forgot about that. No. No. Someone different.
Okay.
Okay, there was a man.
I can't remember if we said this on...
There was a man that did some decorating at my house a while back. Do you remember? It was when we were doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And you actually came round?
Yeah.
Did you come round to my house?
Yeah.
And outside, there was a van parked outside. I've still got a picture of it on my phone.
Yeah.
And what did it say on it? Mr. Balloon or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he does kids' shows as well. He's a children's entertainer and decorator.
It had a sign on saying, my other vehicle is a unicycle.
And do you remember, as I forgot that he was a children's entertainer. So as we came to my outside of the house, I was like, what is that? And I absolutely lost my...
I've never seen you laugh so hard.
Like, proper kids' entertainer van.
It had Pimey written on the side.
It did. Wasn't that registration?
I think it was just written on the side.
Oh, it was on the side, yeah. No, it's not him. It's somebody else. But here's the thing. When you're away, do they go through your stuff?
What do you mean?
Well, do they have a look in the drawers?
For someone like you, 100%.
Do you think?
Yeah, because you're famous. And ultimately, if you see photos of that, like, because at your place as well, you've got photos of, like, where we've all gone out on nights out.
Yeah,
and,
there's a lot
Fern
around.
And Greg.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot to be seen in there.
And I haven't really attempted to hide anything. Even the Scott Mills, the musical poster, which I've got in my bedroom,
yes,
is there. I mean, it's there for everyone to see. You don't have to really snoop around very much.
What are you meant to do? You can't cover everything up, can you?
Cover up all the photos? Like, put them down so you can't see them?
100%. 100%.
Just something that crossed my mind this week.
I would do it.
Do they?
In fact, I've snooped around your place before.
Have you?
Yeah, 100%.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, because just over the years, you obviously know loads of people. It's interesting going around your place. It's worth looking in the drawers, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, not one of them. But
well, not that drawer, no. No one should go in there.
But and
yeah. I don't know.
No, because there was an incident once where you had cameras in your house.
I did.
And I remember they went looking through your drawers. And
yeah,
then you
did.
Always claimed that it was planted.
It was planted. What, the glove? Just the one glove. That was planted. That was a thing we did years ago on Radio 1 called Scott Cam. Where they, yeah, it was like Big Brother, they put cameras in my house all the time for a week.
Mm.
Really stressful.
Yeah. But I do think, but why are you concerned about that?
I don't know.
What are you worried they're going to find?
Nothing. There's nothing to hide. I'm just saying, I mean, do they sometimes, like, because they know I'm away, do they sometimes, I don't know, stay the night?
I doubt it, no.
I don't know.
Although I do think they'd probably use, you know, that they'll go use the toilets or they'll maybe cook. Bit for you know, you want to sort of live how
you think they're cooking in there.
They, you know, I want to, I'd like to experience your lifestyle. That's what I'm saying. So I might lie down in the bed, you know what I mean?
No, they don't go in the bed,
probably.
The Scott Mills Daily,
BBC Radio 1. A lot of builders and decorators have been on saying they would never do that, they'd never rummage around. It's very unprofessional. They don't go through any drawers, they just get on with the job because they're normally too busy to snoop. Some of them, yeah. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Grimmond Decorating from Beverley.
Hello, Grimmond.
I've never heard of anyone called Grimmond.
I haven't either.
Yeah, it's
especially
very,
not
very
Grimmond
unusual.
Decorating. Yeah, it's quite an unusual name. I like it.
Thank you.
Anyway, what's going on?
Just did a bit of work at Tiny's last year.
Who?
In March. Yeah.
You Tiny Temper?
Yeah, Tiny Temper, yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know another Tiny either. So you're a decorator and you were doing work at Tiny Temper's house?
That's right, yeah.
What was it like?
Big.
Is it?
Yeah.
Describe it to me. I'm intrigued.
Well, starting from the top down,
yeah.
On the roof, yes. On the roof he's got a jacuzzi.
Sure.
And then in his bedroom, he's got
revolving,
a shower room and a toilet.
Revolving bed?
No, not quite.
Oh, gutted.
Does he have a clapper for the lights?
A
clapper for the lights. You know where you go, lights come on, lights come off.
No, they haven't got one of them.
Okay, go on. What else?
It does have a full wall of shelving for his trainers.
Yeah, I expect that.
He's got a king size bed with a headboard up to the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And does it have like TT engraved into the bed head? Is that what it's called?
Well,
no.
Well, behind the bedhead wall, it's got a telly built into the headboard with a bathtub, so you can watch telly in the bath.
Oh, this is sweet.
This is great news. What about the mirror situation in there?
On the ceiling, I'm saying.
No mirrors in the ceiling.
Oh, I'm
surprised.
No, nothing like that. It's got a giraffe on the staircase coming out of the wall. It's the giraffe's neck going up to the giraffe's head.
Is this taxidermy? Is this real? What's going on? You can't casually go giraffe in ceiling.
Is it a stuffed one?
Yeah, it's stuffed. It's not real.
Is it an actual size giraffe?
Yeah, the size of a giraffe's neck.
Right, okay, good.
Yeah, and the head.
Right, this house is massive. Do you know what? I could actually just listen to this. I don't even know what your story is, but I could listen to people describing famous people's houses all day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
If anyone else has got any of these stories, then please let me know. Anyway, carry on. What else?
In the kitchen, if you look up on the ceiling, there's glass panes. So you can look up into the living room and look down from the living room into the kitchen.
That's really cool.
Radio Cribs, I like it.
What about portraits of himself, pictures of himself? Discuss.
No, there's none of that. No.
Awards?
No.
Gongs?
Donks?
No, not that I saw. There might have been when I finished.
Yeah, any of those?
No. Toilets?
How many? Toilets?
How many?
Yeah.
Four
toilets.
Four toilets. He's also got a steam room, sure. Just off his gym.
Mm. Oh, the gym. There's a gym as well.
This is fascinating.
Amazing.
We could do this all day.
And what toilet paper does he have?
I've never actually used any of his toilet paper.
Yeah, you have.
Is it embroidered?
I don't know. He wasn't living there at the time.
Oh, okay. Right, listen, I'm going to play I don't even know what you want, but I'm going to play a track and then we'll come back to what you actually want to say.
Right, OK.
Thanks for that.
Please hold, caller.
Radio 1 Cribs special there of Tiny Tempers House.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So we're just speaking to Grimmon. Hi, Grimmon.
Hello.
And he was describing in detail Tiny Tempers House.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Yeah, were you decorating there, were you?
Yeah, I've actually got a story behind decorating his house.
Right, OK, let's get to it. Go on.
So we were contracted through the builders to do the decorating work, and we just wanted somewhere to stay. And as time was free while it was getting renovated, we decided to sleep there, as the builders let us.
Hang on a second, you're missing steps. You were sleeping... Why were you sleeping in his house?
Because we actually travelled from York.
OK.
So we needed somewhere to sleep, and we decided to sleep at Tiny's while his house was getting renovated.
Okay, right. So Tiny Temper's not at the house; he's not staying there. It's been renovated.
No.
You're doing the work, but you've got to travel, and you think instead we'll just sleep here for the night.
Yeah, let's just sleep at Tiny's.
He won't know.
Well,
how many nights did you sleep there?
Well, for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I thought you were going to say, like, one night.
2 weeks?
You went on holiday.
We did actually get caught.
Did you...
What?
Well, hang on. I want to know more about this. Did you take food deliveries and stuff like that?
No. We went out and just got sandwiches.
Did you use the jacuzzi?
No, we didn't actually.
Did you sleep in Tiny's bed?
No.
Did you use his toilet?
No. You blatantly did, though.
Did you use his toilet?
No, we had our own beds.
What about toilets?
Yes, I used his toilet.
You did use his toilet. Which one?
Oh, yeah, I sat on the throne.
Which one? There's four.
The main one.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell me?
Nothing, really. Worked and slept.
Just working.
Yeah, okay.
So, you are having a two-week holiday at Tony Temper's house.
That's amazing.
He doesn't know about it. Then what happens?
Well, we're all in bed asleep. Well, there's three of us.
Together?
We're in bed asleep.
Together?
No, not together.
All right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Just checking.
And then about 1 o'clock in the morning, there's a loud bang on the door.
And then were greeted by about 10 police officers.
Oh my god.
After showing them ID and explaining who we were and why we were there, Tiny showed himself and was just relieved and absolutely fine about us sleeping in his property.
No, he was not.
Why
would he be?
It was absolutely fine.
So he didn't know that you were sleeping in his house for 2 weeks. Someone calls the police because they think it's burglars.
It was actually Tiny that phoned the police.
Oh my god, this is a Goldilocks situation.
It is.
He came back and saw people sleeping in his bed.
That's right. Well, we weren't in his bed.
Okay. But he came back and saw some builders in his house, or just saw people in his house, has called the police.
That's right.
What did the police say to you when you opened the door at 1 a.m?
Well, they just wanted some ID and wanted to know why we were at that property.
Were you in Tiny's PJs?
You were blatantly wearing his Tiny Temper dressing gown, weren't you, to answer the door?
No.
Yeah, you were.
I was in my boxer shorts, though.
Right, with Tiny Temper written on them. TT.
TT. And what did he say?
He just thought he was getting burgled. Give us a hug. And just said he was relieved that we weren't burgling him.
That doesn't make any sense.
Can I just say, right, this cements, for me, Tiny Temper as the nicest man in pop.
Yeah.
Because he is. We knew this already, but this makes me believe it 100% more.
Oh, he is. Down to earth, guy.
He's so nice. You've been sleeping in his house for 2 weeks. He comes up to hug you because he's glad you're not a burglar.
That's right.
That's the best story.
Yeah. And then you go on national radio and talk all about his house.
Mm. Yes. Why not? It.
This is a real insight for me. Stars home.
This is an incredible story. Incredible.
Are you and Tiny still in touch?
No. Grimmer,
thanks for that. That was awesome.
No problem at all.
Good to speak to you.
And you.
If you ever get to work in anyone else's house, give us a ring back.
Yes, certainly.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So, next week, it is time once again, like we do every new year, for BBC Radio 1's Future Festival. So this is a showcase of some of the best up-and-coming bands and artists that we bring together for a night of live music from the well-famous BBC Maida Vale Studios. So last year, we had Mallory Knox, we had Disclosure, ASAP Rocky, 1975, they were all on the bill, all big breakthrough acts last year. So Zane Lowe and a host of Radio 1 DJs. Are you going, Greg James?
Uh-huh.
Samo? Yeah, I'm going, yeah. See you there, yeah. Next Wednesday, 22nd of January, with some of 2014's most hotly tipped artists. So, on the lineup this year, Catfish and the Bottlemen, Gorgon City and M&EK.
Can't who the future, Scott.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, these people you will hear, you will know.
That's what I'm saying.
This time next year.
You almost need to, you should when them, if anything.
I didn't who, a noise just came out.
Right.
It wasn't a who.
You need to when them.
When?
So, no, that's rude as well.
Really rude.
What W does work? Because you can't do Y.
When? I didn't mean to who then, just it went, huh? I don't know why. Involuntary noise. Catfish and the Bottlemen. Gorgon City, M&EK, we're playing that track a lot on Radio 1. George Ezra, Janae Aiko. Not Australian, but sounds like it.
Why do it then?
Sampha, Royal Blood, and Sam Smith.
Yes.
Who we were tweeting last night.
Yeah, legend.
He wants to do In You and a Bingo quite soon.
I said that he makes me feel inadequate, and you tweeted me back going, he should do.
Yeah. Well, he should. He's amazing.
And then a conversation started.
Yeah, he wants to do bingo.
Yeah.
So if you want tickets for this incredible event for loads of people that you will shout, when? At... Just go to the Radio 1 homepage and click on Sam Smith's face. There's a big, massive picture of Sam Smith's face. Click on that on the Radio 1 website if you want tickets. Under 18s have got to be accompanied by an adult. You'll need to get to Maida Vale Studios in West London for 7 p.m. on Wednesday the 22nd of January. Don't try and park because there isn't any. And 60 pairs of tickets available. Get online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So you know it's Happiness Week on Radio 1. Phil and Alice every night are doing a LOLs lounge, and you can watch it from 10 p.m. as well as listening to it on Radio 1. So it's different comedians each night. So maybe if you're in like revision hell at the moment, or you're just going to be around tonight at 10 o'clock. Give it a listen. Have a watch. Gareth Richards is their comedian tonight. Very funny bloke. From 10 p.m. on the Lowell's Lounge with Phil and Alice. And we're going to come tomorrow, aren't we?
Yeah, well, this is the idea. Call in. A Band of Man's on tomorrow.
Really good. We had them on in Edinburgh before. Yeah, really, really good.
They've asked if we'd be up for doing something, like, on their show tomorrow.
What, like, before?
Before A Band of Man.
What, a warm-up?
Like if they said about would be interested in doing some stand-up comedy or something like that. Wasn't really feeling that.
No.
We have had an idea, though.
Go on.
Well, you know, a few people have said to bring back 24 Years at the Tap End.
Yeah.
I thought we could maybe, I was going to run this past you, do one more and do it tomorrow night before A Band of Man, but do like a late night stuff we can't say.
Oh, what, like an X-rated one?
Because I've never really had the opportunity to do that. Like, really.
What, so retell one of the stories from before, but say what actually really happened?
I'm thinking maybe my thoughts at the moment is say what really, really happened in that night in Prague that I had.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
with the lads. Yeah. What actually happened? Is this like Late Night Hollyoaks?
A bit like that, yeah.
Too hot for daytime.
And we'll just do it live.
Tomorrow night.
And I'm not sure if this is a good idea. I'm not even sure if we'd be allowed to do it. But that's the idea for me at the moment.
See, normally by now, if you were talking that much, I would have started to play the Golden Globes music.
You would, but...
Get off. But it's a brilliant idea.
If people are feeling it, then maybe that's what we'll do.
Let us know if you would listen to that or watch that tomorrow night. Too hot for daytime. Uncut version of Tap End.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it looks like a go for tomorrow night, Chris, at the Phil and Alice Comedy Night, part of Happiness Week. So many people are saying...
We haven't run this past a sort of management. Is this going to be... Are we loud?
I think so. I think I had to do a warning or something before, but
they're quite keen for us to do something. And
Kelly says, oh my goodness, what a stupid question to ask. A return of Tap End? Anyone that says no is crazy. It used to be the highlight of my day. Someone says they're Ronan Keating for Tap End. Oh, I forgot about those. The Keens. How about Tap End full to the brim? That's Darren off of Lytham St. Anne's.
We could get a band of man to do the music.
Yeah. I like, someone suggested on Twitter, 24 Years at the Tap End, unplugged.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Very good.
So a too hot for daytime Tap End. We're just going to run it past a few members of management, but it should be fine tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Lol, I'm just promising this already before checking with anyone.
Yeah, let's discuss this and we'll come back to people with an answer about this either tonight on Phil and Alice's show or tomorrow.
Yeah, but definitely keen. Before A Band of Man tomorrow night, you can listen and watch. I'm very, very up for you doing a late night Tap End of what really happened with the lads in Prague.
Could it be sort of... like career limiting? That's my biggest concern.
I don't think so, no. Okay. Not at that time of night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
If he was a girl, he'd probably be described as bubbly. It's Charlie Sloth!
Ah! Oh, big man ting! Yeah!
Good to see you, fam.
Nice to see you, nice, cuz.
You right?
That's not your catchphrase.
I stole it.
I've told you that you can't use that.
I can steal it.
You can't, though.
People
you
can't who use another catchphrase.
People who are listening to my show, my demographic, don't know who that guy is.
There's they no don't know who thing. Bruce Forsyth is. I'm on Extra.
You just give the game away, cuz.
They do know who he is. They might not watch Strictly, your audience, but they know who he is. No, you're a ledge.
They don't know who he is.
I love that you're taking other people's catchphrases. You can't do that.
I'm trying.
He's going to be doing all. He'll be doing them all soon, won't he?
It's just a joke. I don't really do that.
Just steal loads of other people's catchphrases from the 70s.
Yeah. What else is there?
I don't know.
Who else had a catchphrase?
I don't know.
What else is there?
Must
I don't know.
More.
There's loads more you could have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Just nick them.
Yeah,
just go back through the archives.
Yeah.
Like at the BBC. How was your Christmas and New Year, please?
It was really nice, thanks. Very relaxing. I had 5 days off over Christmas, which was sick, cuz.
What did you do? Just eat?
Yeah, literally. I did. I put on an extra couple stone.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
Well, it's hiding that well in that jacket, bro.
Yeah, I've been wearing big jackets since, haven't I, Chris?
Yeah. He wore a big jacket last
week. You do look quite fat thinking about it.
That's rude.
On a second look.
You're being rude now. That's fattest.
That's not rude.
That is fattest.
I said he is fat. It's Busta Rhymes who we just played. Have you seen him lately? Whoa.
I think that's more muscle, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it is. I think he's one of the muscle guys now.
Do you eat a lot over Christmas, Joe? Because, I mean, Scott, and when we were doing the breakfast show...
Bossed a whole load of cheese.
There was one morning, he brought in a big wheel of cheese, and we ate it.
I definitely do. overindulge in the food.
You've got to, Christmas. Haven't you?
Yeah, like literally I had 5 days off over Christmas, the Monday to the Friday, and literally all I'd done was chilled out with my family and ate.
Yeah.
Like we had every different selection of chocolate tin, every different selection of chocolates and biscuits and...
All the meats.
All the meats.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
And now, I suppose now it's January, you'll be dieting?
Yeah, back on the burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slim down,
cuz.
All right, so it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. He's on One Extra at 4 o'clock. It's a good show.
Thanks.
Okay, what about this lot? Real or No Real?
Rihanna is reported to be using a new smartphone app which stops her from sending late-night text messages.
Oh, I want that.
I wondered why I weren't getting all of that messages from Rihanna.
Yeah, because you used to, you said.
Did you date with her or something for
a
while?
We went out for about 6 months, yeah.
Okay, and what ended it again? Remind me.
We were just, like, you know, both so busy schedules, you know. She was a bit clingy.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she strikes me like that, you know.
Yeah, she was all over me, cuz.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you ended it, right?
You weren't too clingy with her.
I was waiting for this.
There's your music. Get off.
Thanks. I was going to tell a story for you.
Go on.
The music.
Yeah.
Do you want to play the music again?
No.
Will cut you off at some point.
When I've had enough, like at the Golden Globes,
you'll hear
the music well up underneath you.
Okay, all right then. So I start now?
Yes.
Go. So we've seen each other for about 6 months, and, you know, she used to text me several times a day. When I say several, it was more like 15, 16 times a day. Picture messages, all sorts.
Too much.
And then, yeah, she got onto the whole where we're going with this talk. You know when you're in a relationship, it's like, what are we actually doing here? And then it's like, okay.
Carry on.
Yeah, carry on.
Carry on, you will be cut off.
And then obviously...
Okay, good. So Rihanna... has an app for her late night text messages so that she can't send any ones that she might not want to.
Yeah.
I want that app.
I don't think this technology exists yet. I'm going to say no real.
No, I think that exists.
No.
Because all my late night messages stopped.
What?
I'm not getting no more late night messages. Not just from Rihanna.
Who else would you expect them from?
Shakira.
Yes.
Kylie. Just stopped out of the blue. Just
the thought of you and Kylie together is hilarious.
It really
imagine
is.
Imagine that.
We suit each other, innit?
Yeah, I really do.
If we suit each other.
Oh, that's nice, Charlie.
Yeah.
Ow!
And just the difference.
I know. Just the height difference alone is lol, isn't it?
How tall is she?
Well, you should know.
No. Yeah. No, we're always lying down, cuddling.
Real or no real?
Oh.
Wait.
No.
Stop that. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
There you go, cuz.
Really?
I knew she weren't just blanking, man.
There is an app for that, then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Next.
4 weeks into the filming of Lord of the Rings, director Peter Jackson declared a duvet day and cancelled all filming for 24 hours at an estimated cost of $500,000.
Whoa.
Wow.
So everyone just has a duvet day.
Why was that? Just so sort of tired and...
Yeah, it's probably quite exhausting, isn't it?
Mm. What film was it? Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yeah. I attempted Lord of the Rings. I know look, we've said it before and no doubt get a load of hate now.
It's hard
when you
work,
say it,
isn't
but
it? Hard
I,
work.
I did the first Lord of the Rings and it sort of ended out of nowhere for me.
Mm.
And it went on because it was three parts.
Long.
And it is long. It's not, to be honest, it's not my thing. Lord of the Rings, Charlie?
Yeah.
Have you had it? Seen it? Done it?
Mm.
No. It's not your thing, is it? Fam?
No, it's definitely not, cuz. I'm sorry.
You're more 8 Mile, aren't you?
8 Mile? I love that film.
Mm.
That's the last one we went to see in the cinema.
Is it?
No, it's not.
I know we went to the cinema recently, didn't we?
Yeah. Did we?
Did
you? What did we see?
Anchorman.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. Yeah. You were late. Real or no real? Lord of the Rings duvet day.
This is not... No, they wouldn't have done that on such an expensive production.
On
no
filming,
real.
No?
I'm going to say real, actually. I can imagine that, because it's really nice to have a duvet day now and again. Do you know when you're working hard?
Mm. Do you have them?
Sometimes, yeah. I
wrap yourself in the big duvet there.
Big duvet.
Yeah. So you're saying real?
I'm saying real for
that. That one is no real.
Oh. What about this fact? Is it a fact or not?
On his cab journey home from work, BBC political correspondent Nick Robinson asks for the radio to be tuned to BBC Radio 1 Extra.
That's the one who's always outside number 10, isn't it? No glasses.
I can imagine that.
Do you know this one, Charlie? So this would mean that Nick Robinson's listening to you.
He's a ledge.
He is a ledge. You might recognise him.
Yeah, I do. I know he is.
Bet he downloads the Sloth Pod.
I bet he does. Yeah. Every Friday.
Yeah.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
Features not real or no real as well.
Yeah.
Can you stop with the endless retweets as well? Can I make a request?
I'll stop that.
Cut down slightly.
I've stopped it.
Every day, four o'clock every day. My timeline is just Charlie Sloth is amazing.
And
Charlie Sloth makes me laugh so much.
They don't mean it.
They do mean it.
They don't mean it.
They
don't mean it.
They're doing it
to get a retweet, Charlie.
Oh, are they? They're using me.
Yes, they are. And you are falling for it, fam.
Really?
Yeah. Like, don't take any notice of it.
Because it's so over the top and pretty. Because I see some of these tweets and then you.
No, they genuinely mean it. They mean it. Have you not seen the people that wait outside work for me?
They don't wait for you, Charlie.
There's no one outside.
No, you guys ain't here at 7 o'clock.
When was the last time someone waited outside for you, Charlie?
Last night.
Go on, then.
Every night. I'm not joking. Guys, I'm really not joking now. I'm really not joking. Every night, there's like a crowd of people waiting outside for me.
That's for the one show, Greg's just said. The one show's downstairs now. Oh, fam.
That's my new favourite thing. If I'm home in time, watch the one show and watch people. Well, no, it's not my favourite thing. That sounds incredibly sad, but keep an eye out for people like Charlie Sloth leaving work.
Mm. Mm. And all his fans outside.
Yeah, no, there are fans waiting outside.
You know, at some point we're going to get drunk and go, we are, though, aren't we? In the one show window. It's just waiting to happen after a show meeting.
It will happen.
Real or no real? Nick Robinson loves the extra hip hop and extra R&B on One Extra.
No real.
I'm going to say real. He looks like the kind of guy that can get down.
That one is no real.
Got it.
Leave it,
cuz. And next.
January 2014 is Be Kind to Food Servers Month.
Are you kind to food servers?
I'm always kind to food servers because I'm always thinking they're going to give me an extra portion. If I'm nice, like when I'm downstairs in the food canteen, they know me on a first name basis. Hi, Charlie. I'm like, hi, Teresa. How are you, babe? How's the fella? Is he all right? How's the kids? And you know you're always going to get that extra scoop.
Who's so, like, Teresa?
She works downstairs.
All right, cool.
Lovely lady. Hope she's listening right now.
Hello, Teresa.
Extra scoop tomorrow.
Yep.
Extra scoop.
Yeah.
No, you, what you why are you it, having honestly, scooped?
Whether it be the fries.
Fat Man Scoop?
No. That's why he called him Fat Man Scoop. You know that, innit?
What?
Because he wanted a Fat Man Scoop when he was getting served food. That's a true story.
Oh.
That really is.
And that's a cool story.
Are you friends with him?
Yeah, good friends.
Are you?
Yeah.
And his wife?
He's not fat no more. Not his wife so much. Yeah. But he's not fat no more.
You know they used to do a cable TV show?
Yeah, in bed.
Yeah. Really weird. Talking about their sex life.
Yeah.
Really weird. Yeah, Fat Man Scoop and his wife. Not that fat anymore.
He's not fat at all no more.
And that's why he's not having the hits, fam.
No, we was hanging out.
What?
We was hanging out in November.
Why? Where?
Do you know what? We actually linked up in Skegness at the big reunion.
Weight Watchers.
Wait, who's the Weight Watchers? That is so rude. That is so rude. Hey, that is really fattest and rude. Uncalled for.
You're fattest.
You're the most fattest in the big
reunion. You're fattest, though.
You're so fattest. And you've turned our mate Chris fattest as well. He never used to be fattest.
True.
He is now.
So January is Be Kind to Food Servers Month. Is that real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real again, because everyone wants that extra portion in January.
Well, no, they don't. They don't,
it's the 1 month they actually don't, Charlie. It's
just fat people then. Oh, okay.
That one's real.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah.
I was right again.
That is true. An American congressman is trying to get Be Kind to Food Servers Month officially recognised by law. Good. And at the end of that particularly amusing round of real or no real.
I got 20, Charlie got 20.
Yay!
Oh, yes, fam. So it's Greg James on Radio 1 next and Charlie Sloth on One Extra.
Oi, oi. Awkward. You're on that bit.
Do the catchphrase.
Right. Big man ting!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So our boss says yes, and it looks like the late night tap end is going to happen tomorrow as part of Phil and Alice's comedy show as part of Happiness Week. Good news. 1 p.m. tomorrow, we're back on Radio 1. Come join us.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.